Octavia Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
We have fires. Almost 360 around us here, different properties just on fire for hours. These winds, definitely from when we first came here, have picked up a lot. It seems like this has been burning just, I believe since last night. And so firefighters trying to do their absolute best. But as far as a reporter's perspective out here, while we are safe and we do have protective gear, it is very difficult, very smoky out here, a lot of ash. We have protective gear to cover our eyes and our mouth, but it is just impossible to be out here if you do not have protective gear.
That makes it tough. 30,000 people evacuated their homes so far in the L.A. area, starting yesterday morning and going all throughout the day and the night, and expecting the 100-mile-an-hour winds to continue throughout the day. It says there on Fox, as I look at the TV screen, with some giant mansion burning behind the guy. I mean, an enormous house that looks to be burning to the ground. That's quite a deal.
Yeah, I don't know where Fox is getting that number. The winds are very high, and there are some extraordinary gusts. Anyway.
Joe, downplaying the threat of the fire in L.A.
No, just the idea that there are 100-mile-per-hour winds all day is just, I don't think that's so.
I don't know. I'm not there with a measuring thing, but I've heard it on, like, four different outlets so far today.
Yeah,
all I know
it's exciting,
is very windy.
But it's going to be very, very windy, yes.
So maybe you missed this during the two-week break. This was the moment that a whole bunch of MAGA people turned on Elon. And from what I can tell from when I dip into those circles, it has continued, and that's an interesting thing. And it's all around the whole immigration thing. As you know, Elon himself is an immigrant, came to this country as a rocket engineer, and he has talked at length about this in many, many interviews on how he came here because it's a land opportunity where he could, you know, start a business and do its thing in a way that he can't anywhere else in the world, and that's why the United States is the greatest country, blah, 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 blah. And the guy that's working with him on Doge, Vivek Ramaswamy, has got a very similar story, also became a billionaire. And when Trump was talking about deporting people and the immigration situation and everything, Elon was talking about how we need, you know, talent here in the United States. So let's, you know, let's come up with a way to make sure we have people. And then there was a big pushback from some of the MAGA crowd because they want to really restrict immigration a lot. So Vivek puts out this tweet, this really, really long tweet that I won't read all of, and then we'll discuss it a little bit, but it came out, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. The reason top tech companies often hire foreign-born and first-generation engineers over Native Americans isn't because of an innate American IQ deficit, a lazy and wrong explanation. A key part of it comes down to the C word, culture. Tough questions demand tough answers, and if we're really serious about fixing the problem, we have to confront the truth. Our American culture, I like him calling it our American culture, has venerated mediocrity over excellence for way too long, at least since the 90s and likely longer, that doesn't start in college, it starts young. I got to say, before I get back to Vivek's, we've been talking about this for a long time. It bothers me a lot. I think that's a huge problem we've got in the United States. I don't know how at least that part of it is controversial at all.
Right, and part of it's the whole equity crowd that or disparate impact. If anybody does better than anyone else, that's absolute irrefutable evidence that somebody cheated or wronged somebody or there is racism afoot. And so that turned very quickly into demonizing or being suspicious of any sort of excellence or success, which is a terrible way to look at life.
Back to Vivek. A culture that celebrates the prom queen over the math Olympiad champ or the jock over the valedictorian will not produce the best engineers. A culture that venerates, now you're not going to get all these references, I only get some of them. A culture that venerates Corey from Boy Meets World or Zack and Slater over Screech and Saved by the Bell or Stefan over Steve Urkel in Family Matters will not produce the best engineers. Fact. I know multiple sets of immigrant parents in the 90s who actively limited how much their kids could watch those TV shows precisely because they promoted mediocrity and their kids went on to become wildly successful STEM graduates. Then he mentions a couple more movies, TV shows, and cartoons that that he doesn't think is good for our culture. We need more weekend science competitions, fewer Saturday morning cartoons, more books, less TV, more creating, less chillin', more extracurriculars, less hanging out at the mall. Most normal American parents look skeptically at those kind of parents. More normal Americans could view those kind of kids with scorn. If you grow up aspiring to normalcy, normalcy is what you will achieve. Now close your eyes and visualize which families you knew in the 90s or even now who raised their kids according to one model versus the other. Be brutally honest. Normalcy doesn't cut it in a hyper-competitive global market for technical talent. And if we pretend like it does, we'll have our asses handed to us by China. This could be our Sputnik moment, writes Vivek, and then I'll stop. We've awakened from our slumber before, and we can do it again. Trump's election hopefully marks the beginning of a new golden era in America, but only if our culture fully wakes up, a culture that once again prioritizes achievement over normalcy, excellence over mediocrity, nerdness over conformity, hard work over laziness. Tremendous amount of pushback to that. I mean, people went crazy.
Interesting. I didn't really follow the pushback.
Over the criticizing of American culture that way. And then it got into the H-1B visas and all that sort of stuff, and then you get down to the nitty-gritty where it's very, very complicated, and I don't know much about it, but we have had many people tell us over the years whenever this topic has come up, hey, businesses hire these people from other countries because there's all kinds of tax advantages to hiring the foreigner over the American with the same qualifications, and you can't get rid of them or they can't leave, so you have all kinds of leverage over them because of the way the visa system works.
And I remember it was about a decade ago there was a big controversy over this in Silicon Valley, and we got the word directly from a bunch of people who worked in tech that, look, these guys will work for half what an American engineer will work for, and they will live in a dorm with eight of their fellows and sleep in a bunk bed and blah, blah, blah. That's why they're so attractive. It's not that they're better or work harder. It's that they're cheaper. Now, that was a while ago. I haven't heard directly from anybody for some time. That is certainly a factor in the H-1B thing.
Yeah, and I just found this out yesterday. Part of the agreement with the H-1B thing is you stay with your employer for a certain amount of time or something like that, so you're stuck there. So, you know, they don't have to give you raises or whatever. Another advantage, you can't quit. You can't. So
that's a separate question from Vivek's greater point.
So they all got tied together and just a lot of people being butthurt, I guess, over American culture being disparaged. It doesn't bother me. I think it's absolutely true. I worry about it with my own kids. And I know plenty of my kids have friends who are growing up with parents from other countries, and they are way more serious about education than I am with my kids, and I am embarrassed by that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about this in a different context, specifically the Mark Zuckerberg Facebook fact checker censorship thing, and how everything's either got to be entirely good or entirely bad. I'm either for it or against it. It's in our politics a lot, too. There's very little recognition that everything is a trade-off. Everything in life, practically. And in this deal, in Vivek's screed, there's a good deal of truth there. A whole lot. Now, is that some sort of I hate America and every kid should be a hard-driving tech student Well, no, of course not. Take it with a grain of salt. Seek the truth that's in his statement. And the part you don't like, you can toss. But you don't have to hate him for saying it. I don't.
Well,
everybody's so mad all the time.
I don't have any way of knowing how true that is. I do know some people from, like, Asian countries where it is absolutely completely true. They've explained it to me on how you are the rock star of the school. If you're the math kid, the science kid, the whatever, you're the coolest person in the school. We all know that's not true in the United States for the most part. But I don't know, is that true in Europe, or is that limited to like Vietnam and South Korea and places like that? I don't have any idea of that.
I don't either. I'm thinking about Europe. Probably Europe has its own problems, culturally speaking. Certainly don't want to imitate them.
A high school in France, are you better off being the soccer star than the math nerd? Or like the United States? Or is it more like... And the other countries I was mentioning where it's an academic thing. I don't know the answer to these things, but it is odd that that's what we have gravitated toward.
And I wasn't familiar with some of those pop culture references either. I didn't watch that stuff very much. I was too busy studying my physics and computer science.
Learning the code.
But I tell you what does ring true, and it's food for thought, at least. What rings true is the idea that in popular culture, the quick-witted wiseacre guy, and I do it for a living, so believe me, I'm not denigrating communication ability or certainly leadership ability, the ability to draw people around you, the ability to charisma, in short. It's not worthless, but in popular culture, that person is revered. And the fairly shy, maybe socially not as capable technical wizard is an object of mockery.
Right.
I don't know how much that means, but it does mean something.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot. Like my son, my youngest, we play chess a lot. He's pretty good at chess, and I've been really pushing him.
It's actually not pronounced chest, Michael. There's no T there.
Yeah. And I've been pushing him to try to, like, get into chess. And I happen to live in a town where they're, like, chess coaches and stuff like that. And he said, Dad, every TV show you ever watch, every movie, the chess kid is the nerd. I'm not going to do that. And I hate that that's the culture. I've been trying to talk him out of that. But I just hate that that's the case.
Which brings us back to my grand unified theory of the modern world, and that is that 99% of everything we observed, which formed our thoughts and beliefs, in all of human history up until like 10 minutes ago, was direct personal experience, your eyes, your ears, your senses. And then once in a while you'd get a letter from your aunt in New Jersey. And that would be the only, like, significant input. Maybe you'd watch the evening news. And you'd flip through a newspaper. But the vast majority of your experience was your personal experience. Now the vast majority of it is virtual. It's electronic. And so how I think about different sorts of people and where they are in the pecking order is affected in an outsized way, in an unhealthy way, through the very stupid pop culture we're talking about in a way that it wasn't in, you know, the 20th century even.
All I know is this. The idea of a meritocracy, I am 100% for. I want the smartest, best people to be on a different track, and who cares if that makes your kid feel bad or my kid feel bad. My kids aren't going to be that, at least so far. Take the best talent, prize them from all countries and in our country. Anybody that wants to come here that's the best, smartest people, let them come. I can't imagine being against that.
Yeah, again, you get back to the visa thing, it gets a little
different
complicated.
Topic. Yeah, different topic.
But yeah, excellence. We've got to get back to saluting and respecting excellence of this country, or we will be doomed. We will become, as we've been saying for a very long time, Europe. We don't want to be Europe.
Yeah, if anybody wants to weigh in on that with your experience, our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED. and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to Hims. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through Hims.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through Hims.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
There's not an occasion when you hear a statistic on the number of abortions occurring annually that your mind doesn't also think, how many babies' lives could have been saved? Preborn's network of clinics fights every day to save more babies. The number they've done so far in terms of saving is impressive over the last two decades. Over 300,000 unborn children brought into this world and saved. Preborn accomplishes this by introducing a mother to her child on ultrasound. When that happens, a baby's chance at life doubles. And that's not all. Preborn showers mothers and babies with assistance for up to 2 years. But they need your donations. One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will help to rescue 5 babies. But any amount will help, and all your gifts to Preborn are tax deductible. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, say baby. Or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK. Sponsored by Preborn.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-3345.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, guys, the country is still dealing with freezing temperatures as millions of Americans are getting slammed by an Arctic blast.
How cold is it?
It's so cold this morning, President Biden had chains put on the tennis balls of his walker. That's it. She chained him up, yeah.
So I left something out of the big dust-up that happened over the last 2 weeks that most of you probably didn't even know about, over immigration and top talent from around the world coming here. And some of you, I don't know if it's you, but some people on the right seem to be anti-anybody from other countries coming here, and I'm definitely not with you on that. I want the best talent from all countries to come to the United States. That's the way we dominate.
You got to sign on to our beliefs, though.
Yes, and you got to have a fair playing field for competing for jobs. You can't have some sort of advantage over, you know, my kid who grows up and wants to be an engineer. Right. But Elon, a different attitude on the H-1B visa. This tweet is what turned a lot of people on Elon a week or so ago. The reason I'm in America, along with so many critical people who built SpaceX, Tesla, and hundreds of other companies that made America strong, is because of the H-1B. Take a big step and, in all caps, F yourself in the face. I will go to war on this issue, the likes of which you cannot possibly comprehend. And he spelled out the word. So it was spelled out, F yourself in the face in all caps.
Wow. That's, you know what? That's rude.
So a lot of people, a lot of the MAGA right split on that. And it was all F you in the face, Elon, over this no more blah, 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 blah. So it's a thing. That's some harsh rhetoric.
Right, yeah. Online is just not where you go for, well, that seems harsh, and I don't understand his point of view, but I have respect for him, so I want to find out what he means. I mean, that practically doesn't exist on Twitter.
No, it does not. And
it's just all anger. Getting back to the thought of, you know, excellence and that sort of thing, And this, I guess this has something to do with race, I suppose, but not at its core. I came across these statistics, medical school acceptance rates. These are your doctors who are going to be trading you, okay? Trust me, when you get a little gray in the hair, it becomes a bigger part of your life. But these are, and I won't tell you the actual MCAT scores. That's the grad school score for getting into medicine. But in the below average range, only 6% of Asian people and 8% of white people in that range get accepted. 6% and 8%. Black folks in that range, 56% get accepted. In the average category, if you're Asian, 21% of you get in, 29% of white people, 81% of black people get in. And it actually continues in a lesser way in the upper ranges of scores. My problem with this always is that this is a band-aid on the terrible wound of lack of black achievement in schools and the reasons for it. And the idea that you attack it at the level of medical school as opposed to in neighborhood schools, kids, sociological problems which exist. You want to blame it on racism or slavery? Fine. Let's talk about the sociological problems. The idea that you solve it at the end by promoting people who are clearly not qualified is idiotic.
Well, that's bad for society. And then just on the level of, we want the best people. We want the best people. I don't care what they came from or what color they are. It's crazy.
Mark Zuckerberg, censorship, fact checkers. We will discuss next.
Armstrong and Getty.
You voted big government out and efficient government in. Well, now it's time to trim the fat from big wireless. If you're still on Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, why? Pure Talk gives you the exact same service on the exact same towers with better customer service. Because they're based right here in the U.S., all for half the cost. That's right. There's simply no need to spend $85 or $100 per person on your wireless bill. Not when you can get unlimited talk, text, and 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot for just $35 a month. Friends, the average family of four saves about $1,000 a year with Pure Talk while enjoying America's most dependable 5G network. So cut the fat out of your wireless bill. Switch to Pure Talk by dialing #250 and saying keyword Pure Talk. Again, from your cell phone, dial #250 and say the keyword Pure Talk, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk, America.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Join
join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Mark Zuckerberg announced that Meta will no longer fact-check posts on Facebook and Instagram, and users will now have to correct any false posts themselves. I'm a little concerned. I mean, this is like Chipotle announcing that it's ending health inspections. You know what I'm saying? If you're keeping track, fact-checking is gone from Facebook and Twitter. Right now, Wikipedia is like, how did we become the responsible one? I mean, come on.
Nah, Joe isn't going to like that joke.
No, I didn't. Last part was all right, but yeah.
Before we get back to the Facebook thing, one stat we've left out of the fires in the L.A. area that are completely out of control, and we personally know people who have had to flee and their homes may have burnt down already. All of those fires are 0% contained. 0%.
Right. Yeah, and growing. Yeah.
Ooh.
Whipped by the winds at least through today and probably into tomorrow. It could be cataclysmic. Let's certainly hope it's not. And at least the lives are spared, if not the structures. So, yeah, getting back to Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook, maybe you heard the announcement yesterday. Probably we talked about it a little bit. They are abandoning quote unquote professional fact checking, which is a phrase so repugnant. I can barely get it to come out of the same mouth I used to kiss my wife. and going with community notes, much like Twitter does. I refuse to say X. here's Berserkerberg yesterday, clip 80, Michael.
We're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms. More specifically, we're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the U.S.
So his new look is he wears a T-shirt. He's let his hair grow out.
Yes.
But he's wearing a million-dollar watch with his T-shirt and his long hair.
Yeah, it was funny. Back when he was getting grilled by the Democratic Congress and ordered around by the White House, which we'll get to in a minute, he was going with a very close-cropped, suit-y look. But now that the pro-business Republicans are in charge and the pro-free speech types, he's like, all right, I'm going to let my freak flag fly.
Interesting.
Anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on that. Here's his spokesman, Joel Kaplan, who's talking a little more about the policies. Then we will discuss 82, Michael.
There's a number of changes we're making, but if I could, and just highlight three.
Yep.
First is, as you heard, we're eliminating the third-party fact-checking system.
You know, Michael, this is too much of what we've already covered. My apologies. Let's go with 84.
So the second one is about the rules that govern content on our platform. They've just become too restrictive over time about what people can say, including about those kind of sensitive topics that you mentioned that people want to discuss and debate, immigration, trans issues, gender. We want to make it so that, bottom line, if you can say it on TV, you can say it on the floor of Congress, you certainly ought to be able to say it on Facebook Instagram without fear of censorship. So we're changing those rules.
I would freaking say so.
Well, yeah, that is an absolutely, undeniably reasonable thing to say. Jack, would you like to briefly characterize some of the mockery that's taking place on the right, on social media of all places, of around this move?
Well, it's the idea that now that there's a Republican Congress, a Republican government, the winds are blowing that way, and Trump's going to be president, that all of a sudden he's a free speech warrior and wants the truth to come out. Right. Hilarious. And because they can do serious damage to his business model, like, could ruin him.
Sure. Right. Katie, did you have a thought?
Yeah, Babylon Bee headline. Guy who said Facebook was not suppressing free speech announces Facebook will stop suppressing free speech.
Yeah, I love that. Love that. So here's the deal. And Lord knows snark makes my world go round. I'm not anti-snark. Everything cynical said about this is 100% correct. But there's more.
There's more.
And the more, I think, is more important. Because Mark Zuckerberg is a force for evil on the planet. He is a monster. I have called him Satan, I believe.
Wow.
Watch The Social Dilemma, the 2020 documentary. I beg of you.
I still haven't seen it. It's a crime that I haven't seen that.
Damn you, sir!
I know.
Am I allowed to say that, or will I be censored, Michael? No, we allow free speech and talk radio. Anyway, so watch that and understand how evil big tech is and how, and as Jack has said many times, there could be no more effective indictment of them than these tech giants won't let their kids use their own product.
No
Are
kidding.
You effing kidding me. Sorry, folks. Anyway, having said that.
Blank yourself in the face like Elon says.
Oh, no, no. This has gone too far. You don't know when to stop. We should have stopped. Anyway. So all of that snark about Zuckerberg is 100% true. But here's the part that's missing. You've got to remember the enormous, unconstitutional, unholy pressure these guys were under from the forces of the progressive left.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The government was trying to do an end run around the First Amendment by strong-arming guys like Zuckerberg, who, again, I got no love for Zuckerberg whatsoever, but I do have a love for free speech and free enterprise. And they were getting absolutely mobster-style, it'd be a shame if something happened to your social network if you don't, I don't know, silence Dr. Marty Makary. You don't silence Dr. Bhattacharya, who are saying, you know, I think young, strong people don't need the vaccine. You better silence them. That's the really unholy part.
You're right. That would be the profile and courage that I'd like to see out of Mark Zuckerberg if he'd come forward and say, hey, the reason we did what we did about not allowing people to discuss, hey, kind of weird that the virus came out of Wuhan right next to the lab. Kind of weird, huh? The fact that we wouldn't allow that conversation is because the Biden administration hinted strongly they were going to ruin us if we allowed that kind of talk. God, I wish he would say that out loud. That'd be fantastic.
And, you know, I could give you a long list. I'll touch on a couple of things. Johns Hopkins surgeon Marty Makary was talking about the pace at which Americans would develop herd immunity. That was flagged, taken down. They targeted the Wall Street Journal's review of a book by a guy who's a climate contrarian and, like, suppressed that. You couldn't even hear the review of that guy's opinion because of the progressive censorship by proxy. And that's the really, really ugly part of it to me. So, and actually, interestingly, Zuckerberg, prior to that, said some great stuff about free speech. I mean, like he stole it out of my mouth. And again, I'm not a fan of the guy at all.
I don't think he's particularly smart. That's been my take for a very, very long time. I think he's probably a great computer programmer and that sort of thing. I just don't think he's that smart a guy. I don't think he understands the big issues on a lot of this stuff.
Or cares.
Or cares.
I think that's possible.
I've always thought he kind of got lucky.
Oh, hell yes he did. Absolutely. Yeah. If you build a this is how we're going to get laid app in college and it turns into what Facebook is, that's an accident.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go that far to underestimate the guy. To assemble a great team and help it function is a gift.
Okay, maybe this is the wrong word. I know a bunch of very successful business people. They have no knowledge about issues like free speech and that sort of thing. Zero. I know so many really successful business guys that have never read a book and are proud of it. I know a handful of millionaires who are proud of the fact that they've never read a book. They've got whatever talent that is about business, but they just have no, like, and I don't know what word you should use, smart, knowledgeable, wise, I don't know what it is, but.
It's broad, ranging knowledge. Yes, that characterization of him I will sign on to. Here's the part I wanted to get to. Is that still the editorial? Yeah, which is excellent in the Wall Street Journal. The editorial board is saying all the right things. And they go into detail how the so-called fact-checking became a tool to censor. It was just a way to get your preferred political outcome is completely phony. But so it's funny because often the editorial board in a paper is, you know, there's a high wall between them and the reporters. At least when papers function the way they're supposed to. But I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal's coverage of the story, and they go through the facts, but then who are these? I would like to personally, it's a list of journalists who worked on this piece, but they quote all sorts of different people in this story about whether this is a good move or a bad move, and then they quote Alex Mahedevan, who's director of MediaWise, a digital media literacy project at the Poynter Institute. Hang on, I'll reveal something in a moment. He says, journalists say, researchers say the program has shortcomings and should not replace professional fact-checkers. Notes take time to appear, blah, blah, blah. And this guy says, since it's based on finding consensus, it can't work at scale. This is the guy who runs the outfit that runs PolitiFact. A fact-checking website, quote-unquote, that is one of Meta's partners. There could be no more divorce from fact, partisan hack outfit in the world than PolitiFact. The idea that the Wall Street Journal is quoting them as experts, quote-unquote, is hilarious.
Well, fact-check, the term professional fact-checker is hilarious. I mean, how do you say that with a straight face? Okay. Who's paying you to do this, and what are their wants and needs? Okay.
Exactly. You've got a child's perception of what fact is and is not, particularly when you're talking about controversial issues. That's the whole point, is different people are sure they know different things from the other people. Anyway, I found this so interesting, and this is the perfect time to drop this in. Because the Wall Street Journal, which is my favorite big paper publication website these days, along with the Free Press and a couple of others. But among your traditional outlets, I should say, Wall Street Journal is my fave. Quoting, quote unquote, experts. I'd come across this earlier. It's and I'll just briefly summarize it. This story and Twitter thread makes the point that so-called experts are drawn wildly disproportionately, not entirely, but mostly from academia.
Yeah.
And they make the point that, for instance, we're talking about communications now, right? Communications in short. 100% of professors in communications that were polled, and they polled thousands of professors, were Democrats. 100% in communications. Likewise, in anthropology, in religion, it's just under 99%. I could keep going. Sociology, it's 98%. Not surprisingly, music, theater, classics, 96.5% Democrats.
Yeah, we did this a couple of weeks ago. I think you were out for an hour, and I did this topic. But it is Everybody should know this.
Right.
It's obvious once you hear it. But, of course, all of the views you hear are left-leaning when they go to the experts, when you look at who's an expert, and the fact that they're, in some cases, as you pointed out, 100% one direction politically.
And as I'm sure you pointed out, you've got to get down to engineering to get to a modest 62% of the professors are Democrats. So if you ever hear a quote-unquote expert quoted, the chances are overwhelming they're going to be a lefty.
Yeah, that'll change my perception of that for the rest of my life. It's obvious.
Including in that damn Wall Street Journal article.
Yep. Yeah, I had never thought of it before. Speaking of experts, how are you doing on your diet? We're 8 days into the new year. Experts say the four signs that you're not going to make it. You're going to fail on your diet.
Oh, I thought you meant not going to make it at all.
No, you're going to fail on your diet.
I got to get my affairs in order.
Here are the key things to watch out for. So we'll have that coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex.
Join TNT and fundraise while you train, and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
You voted big government out and efficient government in. Well, now it's time to trim the fat from big wireless. If you're still on Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, why? Pure Talk gives you the exact same service on the exact same towers with better customer service. Because they're based right here in the U.S., all for half the cost. That's right. There's simply no need to spend $85 or $100 per person on your wireless bill. Not when you can get unlimited talk, text, and 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot for just $35 a month. Friends, the average family of four saves about $1,000 a year with Pure Talk while enjoying America's most dependable 5G network. So cut the fat out of your wireless bill. Switch to Pure Talk by dialing #250 and saying keyword Pure Talk. Again, from your cell phone, dial #250 and say the keyword Pure Talk, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I was just watching a video of them loading seniors onto buses at the senior center that burnt down in Pasadena with the flames, you know, coming down the hill really fast. Wow, that had to be a pressure situation. Wouldn't be easy to do to move people in that age group either. The most common New Year's resolution is to either eat better, exercise more, combination of those two things, generally lose weight, get your act together, that sort of thing. And saw this thing in the New York Post, red flags for, you know, the fact that you're going to fail, and I thought this would probably be kind of jivey and stupid. It's actually pretty good. It's the sort of stuff we've been saying for a long time. It's like more common sense than anything else. It says here 80% of people fail in their New Year's resolutions. I don't know if that's true or not. Probably close to right.
Sure.
One of the things it says is if there is one pill or ingredient or something like that that you're using to change everything, that's probably not going to work.
Doomed. Makes sense.
Take a look of whether or not you have time to do what you're planning to do. Like, how, you know, you're going to start going to the gym or running or whatever it is you're going to do. Do you have free time now? If you don't, then you got to pick something specific that you're going to eliminate to allow time, which is obvious, but maybe you don't think about that.
Well, no, I don't have time, which is why I'm taking massive doses of turmeric. It's all about the turmeric pills.
But it makes sense. If you're already, like, busy every single day, and now you're going to start going to the gym, there isn't going to be magically another hour added to the day. You're going to have to cut something out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which,
just screwing around, wasting time, watching TV.
Pretty damned obvious.
Get down to business.
Also said, and we've talked about this for years, you got to kind of ease into modest expectations as opposed to, you know, I'm going to lose 50 pounds by January 20th. I'm going to start working out an hour and a half every single day. Oh, my God. Nobody's going to change your life that drastically. Nobody. Ease into it gradually. I thought that was a good idea. But that time thing really struck me as so incredibly obvious. But, I don't know, at least it's something I've never thought about many times. If I'm going to start anything, like my playing the piano. Okay, how much do you want to practice? You're already busy. What's going to give to allow this to happen? All right. Whether it's watching less TV, sleeping less, I don't know, I don't know. But it's got to come from somewhere.
Right. And at some point I was going to say you have to rest your brain and your body, although I think most of us get plenty of rest for our bodies. And if you're working out, that is a good rest for your brain. But, yeah, I don't know.
This, speaking of working out, I had the classic trying to quit a gym thing happen over the last couple of weeks. We had a gym that we started, like, well, it was last July. I happen to know exactly because they claim I signed up for a year, even though I know I didn't. And the hardest thing to do in the world, everybody knows, is quit a gym. They've come up with all kinds of different ways to make sure you can't quit and they can keep you around. And I went to quit this gym. I went into the, first of all, they said you have to come in to do it. Oh, that's funny. I could sign up on the phone, but to quit, I have to come in. So I drive to where it is, fill out the papers, all that sort of stuff. Then a credit card thing shows up in my email. I got billed again for another month. I called them up and they said, well, we have you here that you signed up for a year. No, I didn't. I would have never signed up for a year. There's no way I knew I wasn't going to be there for a year. There's no way I signed up for a year. Well, we have you down as signing up for a year. Whoever was there when I came in let me quit. They said I could quit, and I signed a piece of paper. Well, we don't have any record of that. Here's the number you call for the main office, and it's a big national company.
Wow.
Same thing happened to me yesterday with a coffee company, and I won't mention the name because I don't want to be sued, but I was on their automatic send me the pods thing, and I decided I didn't want those anymore, and I quit it, and then I got sent more pods, and I contacted them, and they said, well, it takes 45 days for that to go through. That's interesting. I can sign up immediately to spend money and get pods, but if I want to stop
it, send them out the next day.
The fine print is it takes 45 days to process your ending your commitment. How do you like that?
Well, that is clearly what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows what's going on there. Yeah, we'll let you, I tell you what, we'll let you quit without argument. You take one more shipment. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah. We know we can get one more shipment out of everybody this way, and so we do.
Now, the health club is saying you're going to burn 1,000 calories to get out of this deal. We're doing you a favor.
If you miss a segment or an hour, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With Team and Training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train. And take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.